The creator of the universe loves you, and he died on the cross with you in mind, and he rose from the grave with you in mind. And to spend eternity with him, all you have to do is accept that and commit your life to him.
Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did.
Happy Resurrection Sunday, friends. Today we are celebrating Jesus's resurrection. We are celebrating Jesus defeating death, the moment that the whole Bible points to. Jesus, fully man and fully God, overcoming death. Man, the enemy thought he won. He thought the Son of God was done for. But my goodness, was he wrong. Jesus took all of our sins upon himself. He died the death we deserved, and then he defeated sin and defeated death by rising from the grave. He paid our debt and set us free, and now he sits on the throne at the right side of the Father, waiting until he is king over a renewed creation. I want you to take a moment to meditate on what Jesus, the creator of the universe, did for you. He saw our need to be cleansed and set free. He came to this earth as a baby, lived life as a man, was tempted in every way, but never caved with us in mind as his motivation to remain holy. With you in mind, he persevered. Knowing what he would endure on the cross, he willingly went there for us. He endured not only physical torment, but spiritual and emotional torment. His whole being was broken. For us, for you. And he died, and his body laid lifeless in a tomb for 3 days until it didn't. He showed himself as fully man, and then he showed himself as fully God. All powerful and giver of life, he raised himself up, something no human could ever do. The tomb is empty. The angel standing guard asked why the women sought the dead among the living. Every other prophet, religious leader, and man proclaiming that he is God has died, and their bones are still in their resting place. But not our Jesus. Because only the true God could overcome death. And King Jesus is alive. Now, whatever decision you need to make today, make it. Accept salvation from Jesus. Renew your faith in Christ. Dedicate your every waking moment to him. Let every breath you take remind you of what Jesus has done. Jesus loves you. He saw you in all your sin and evil and still wanted you. He wanted to spend eternity with you. The creator of the universe loves you, and he died on the cross with you in mind, and he rose from the grave with you in mind. And to spend eternity with him, all you have to do is accept that and commit your life to him. I pray today the joy of the Lord will fill your heart and overflow into every area of your life. Happy Easter, everyone.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might. May you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.